Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. And now, play ball. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Cora applying the tag. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCaskill, and towards Sviam, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Larkin catches it and steps on first to double up Ventura. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Laws is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on McCaskill. Larkin moves to second. Scott Laws, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laws hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. Larkin moves to third. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviche hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knobloch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Harper. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Svyum applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive off the glove of Gagne, and into shallow left field. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Svyum is 0-for-1 in the game. Svyum strikes out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Karkoviche scores. There goes Cora trying to get to third. Puckett throws the ball into Lewis, who tags Cora for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne bunts towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mauro Gatzo now pitching. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive in front of the plate. Karkovice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Karkovice. Puckett scores. Davis moves to third. Harper moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive off the glove of Larkin, and into shallow right field. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cora bunts for a single. Sviam moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Larry Cajun now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Abner pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laos is 0-for-2 in the game. Laos strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. David West now pitching. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. JT Bruitt now playing center field. Darren Reed now playing right field. Bernard Roncarcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brito. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sviem strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Raines hits a pop-up towards third. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Carcoviche moves to third. 2 outs. Chris Cron pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Chris Cron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Cron now playing first base. Don Paul now pitching. Esteban Beltre now playing shortstop. Sean Jeter now playing center field. Dale Sviem JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cron juggles the ball. That's an error on Cron. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cron fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bernardo Brito is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brito hits a line drive towards short. Beltre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Scott Hammond pinch hits for George Bell. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre strikes out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Abner is 0 for 1 in the game. Abner hits a line drive beyond short. Leos can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hammond moves to second. Sean Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jeter strikes out. 2 outs. Roncarcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Warren Newson now playing left field. Derek Parks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Newsom. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Parks goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2 White Sox. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0-for-3 in the game. Leo's takes first base on ball 4. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a line drive beyond second. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Leos moves to second. Lenny Webster pinch hits for JT Bruitt. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter. Webster reaches second base with a double. Larkin scores. Leos scores. Rabule moves to third. It's 9-4, White Sox. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed strikes out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.